Die regering het verlede maand tenders toegeken aan verskeie onafhanklike kragverskaffers om noodelektrisiteit vir die Suid-Afrikaanse ekonomie op te wek. Dit is daarop gemik om die druk op Eskom te verminder en daardeur beurtkrag te beperk. Verskeie van die suksesvolle projekte het 'n sonkragkomponent en een van die voorwaardes van die toekenning van die tenders is dat die kandidate 'n baie groot deel van die goedere wat hulle nodig het van plaaslike verskaffers moet koop en dit sluit sonpanele in. Daar is egter kommer oor of daar genoeg vervaardigers van sonpanele in die land is om die nodige panele te vervaardig, omdat verskeie sulke vervaardigingsgroepe die afgelope paar jaar hulle deure moes sluit. Op die lyn is Ignatius Rampele van Aard Solar. Aard Solar is 'n maatskappy in Durban wat een van die min maatskappye in Suid-Afrika is wat sonpanele vervaardig. Ignatius, thank you so much for joining me. Tell us about Aard Solar. When were you founded and what is your production capacity?
Aard Solar was actually founded in 2010 by Patrick Goss and Ishwasiv Narayan, and it remains one of South Africa's pioneers in the manufacturing of solar panels. Our current capacity in terms of production is 300 megawatts, which is about 500,000 solar panels per year. And we are planning an expansion program now, which will actually take us to a capacity of 800 megawatts, which equates to something like 2 million solar panels each year to be produced.
That sounds like a lot. But coming back to the main focus point, and that is that there's an expectation that solar projects or the bidders who have won solar projects need to buy their solar panels from South African suppliers. Is the local industry large enough to produce these solar panels locally?
Yes, indeed. I think you're talking about the risk mitigation IPP program.
Yes.
The program was actually initiated to provide emergency electricity to the country as the country is currently facing a shortage in electricity. So what's happening is that there is a combination of technologies that were actually adopted, which is gas, wind, solar PV, and battery energy storage system. So with regards to the capacity, our capacity now is being expanded to actually cater 800 megawatts, which, considering the other manufacturer in the country, I believe, and we all believe here, that the country can actually be able to produce that capacity required in the program.
Can you give us a sense of how many solar panels are normally used in a solar development? The average solar project is around 75 megawatts. How many solar panels do you need to generate 75 megawatts?
For 75 megawatts, we can say 100,000 solar panels.
100,000. How long does it take to manufacture 100,000 solar panels?
100,000 would be almost 2 months.
And how difficult is it to manufacture a solar panel?
The process is actually largely automated, but there is quite a lot of staff that's actually required for the process. So we are currently employing 250 people, and with the expansion program, we're expecting to reach about 450 staff.
And the materials you use in the manufacturing process, what are the main materials and how readily available are they?
The raw materials required for the solar panels are a glass, then the second one is an EVA, then there are solar cells, then there is an aluminium frame. All this need to be laminated, and after the lamination, you've got to attach the aluminium frame and the junction box. So with regards to the capacity to produce that in South Africa, there is potential, considering that South Africa actually has all these materials. So, but then, unfortunately, all these materials currently are being imported, maybe based on the inability of the country to actually produce solar panels in the past. So, but then with the DTIC's commitment with regards to local content and production, we believe that the country will actually be able to localize the entire value chain.
If you look at the existing solar projects in South Africa, and there are quite a few, how many of those solar panels have been manufactured in South Africa and how many have been imported?
We've actually supplied one project in the Big Window 3, which was in 2013-2014. And there was also a Chinese company in the country that was also supplying in the country. I think there's been about four projects that were actually using locally produced solar panels. Others were all imported.
That seems to be very, very few projects. Am I right in saying that this could be a fraction of the total amount of solar panels that have been installed in the country?
Yeah, you're right. So, but then ever since the establishment of the program, there's been about 100 projects. Maybe you're just referring to the past bid window, which was the risk mitigation program.
All the solar projects, I just want to get a sense of, for the previous projects, how many of the solar panels were procured locally?
We can say it's a small percentage, which is less than 10%.
Now, you see, I think that is the core problem, because I've read that several other solar panel manufacturers in the country have closed their doors. And I think I would have assumed that this could have been a booming industry in South Africa if the local procurement rules were actually enforced in previous rounds.
I agree with you, so, but then if you can actually look at it, the imported panels attract zero import duty, while there are certain duties for importing the raw materials. So this actually affects the pricing of the solar panels with regards to producing them locally. Also, there are certain export incentives offered by certain countries, hence the panel is deemed to be cheaper and in a price-sensitive market for imports in the domestic market. So, but then many solar manufacturers lose as they actually depended or maybe relied heavily on the renewable energy IPP program, which has actually been stalling since 2015. And we are now just seeing activity in terms of supporting local content in the country.
Am I right in understanding? So if somebody imports a solar panel, there are no duties payable. But if you import the raw materials to manufacture a solar panel here, you need to pay duties. Is that accurate?
Correct. Yes, you're correct.
So is it cheaper to import a solar panel than to actually manufacture it here in South Africa?
Yeah, so but then it's actually based on economies of scale. If there could be actually large procurement of solar panels each year, then it will actually be competitive in terms of producing locally.
Then just lastly, the quality of solar panels and the technology used within the solar panels, how divergent is it? Can you import better solar panels than what you can manufacture in South Africa?
The efficiency actually depends on the solar cells, which is the one that's actually affecting the efficiency of the solar panel as a whole. So as much as I mentioned that we're actually importing solar cells, it is possible and we are actually producing efficient solar panels that are actually in competition with international or maybe global producers of solar panels.
Dankie Ignatius. Dit was Ignatius Rampele van Aard Solar. Aard Solar is 'n maatskappy wat in Durban gesetel is en skynbaar net een van twee maatskappye is wat plaaslik sonpanele kan vervaardig.